Welcome to Shining Bright, the Farm Her radio show all about women doing great things. Women who are making the ordinary extraordinary. Women following their passion, taking action, and making a difference for themselves and others. Join me, Margie, as your host on Shining Bright by Farm Her.
Hello and welcome to Shining Bright. I am so happy to be here with you today. So in opening up this episode, we're going to be talking about the Farm Her TV show on RFD TV later in this episode. And we're also going to be talking about the new TV show Ranch Her, which is being filmed right now and will start airing this fall on the Cowboy Channel, which you may know is a sister network to RFD TV. And, you know, In thinking about these two things, I wanted to kick this episode off in talking about vision. And I haven't had a personal vision statement, nor really a vision statement for Farm Her that's been solidified in the past. But I am going through a class right now. It's called the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program. And it's something I had to apply to get into. And it is an honor to be in it. And it is a immersive class. It takes a lot of time, a lot of brain power, a lot of really thinking and digging at who you are, what your business is, and why you're doing it, really, and where you want to go with it. And it gives you some really great tools to look at that. And one of those pieces that we have been talking about is vision. And Farm Her's always had a mission statement that's shine a light on the women of agriculture. And early on, I did understand and did became aware that farmers aren't ranchers, ranchers aren't farmers. So we started this other brand, Ranch Her, and just kind of parked it because I've been really, I would say, busy, head underwater, running at Farm Her over the last 5-6 years. And there really wasn't time to explore what that was. But then we found a partner in RFD TV and the Cowboy Channel to be able to lift these other brands up. And I guess that's where part of my vision comes in of I have this vision that there can be these brands and they can do similar things in different industries for women. And that is celebrate who they are, show their lives, and we can all connect through that, right? We can all find some strength in that because if you've watched Farm Her, you know these are strong women. They're real, they're smart, they are capable, and we can all gain some inspiration from that. And Rancher is really going to be no different, just in a different industry. So you're going to hear more about that later, but I want to bring it back to vision, and I want to encourage all of you as we go through this episode to think about your vision. So as I'm going through this class, right, and I'm like, yeah, I have a mission statement and I know what my vision is. It became clear to me that, you know, I really need to write that vision down and not just write it down once and like walk away, but it's something that I need to kind of put up on the wall, which funny, I have it on the wall here behind me in the studio right now. What version of it I do have. And it's a work in progress. But we started out that process and I want to kind of lead you guys through this a little bit because I thought it was really, really helpful in thinking about what motivates you. And this can be a vision for your farm. It can be a vision for your business. It can be a vision for your job working at another business. It can be a personal vision. You know, there's vision in different parts of what we do, but a vision is a long-term look at where you want to go and what you want to do and how you want to be. And they asked us first to rank our motives in doing what we're doing. Is it making a good living? Is it making as much money as you can? Is it doing the very best work you can? Is it interesting work? Maybe doing something significant. Maybe you want to work for yourself or you like working with others. Having control over your own work life, creating a legacy, you know, identifying what your motives are in doing what you're doing, I think is one of the biggest things. And so I ranked all of those for myself and I want you to think about those for yourself as well. And then, you know, the instructor led us through this exercise, I guess, where we visualized, you know, she kind of stepped back and she said, okay, I want you all to close your eyes and I want you to think, don't close your eyes if you're driving, everybody, but, you know, stop and think about what does your company look like? What does your life look like if you could paint the very best scenario for yourself? how are you going to take care of yourself? What that environment looks like that you spend your days in? Who are the people that you're going to surround yourself with? And all of those are kind of that top level of your vision, right? Like, where do you want to be? Forget about what your business is today or what your job is today or what your life is like today. Where do you want to be in your work life, in your personal life? And, you know, and then that steps us towards, you know, knowing where you want to be helps us write that vision for where for how we're going to get there. And so stick with us. We're going to be talking with Katie Farriter, who is the producer of Farm Her on RFD TV. We're going to be talking with Curry Schnur, who is the host of the upcoming Rancher on the Cowboy Channel. We'll be right back on Shining Bright by Farm Her. Welcome to Shining Bright. We have got what I consider a very special treat on the phone. So as you know, we have spent our year talking about faces of Farm Her and how that can be different in many different people and look so many different ways. And a few years ago, I met our guest, and we have become integrated in so many ways. She's become so important to Farm Her, though you probably don't all know her. So here's the chance for you to meet Katie Farriter. Katie, welcome.
Hey, Margie.
Hello. So, Katie, what is your exact title? You are at RFD TV, so I don't want to butcher it. What's your title?
Yeah, so I'm the executive producer here at RFD TV, and that means I'm in charge of our newscasts, Market Day Report, and Rural Evening News, and then a lot of the other various shows we do, I have a hand in, either small or big, depending on the role. And so for Farm Her, I have a pretty big role. I'm the writer and producer for Farm Her. So.
Yes, yes. So that is why we were introduced and why we get to work together so closely a lot of the time. Like, I mean, we've got messages going back and forth. I don't know how many times a day it seems like. So nights and weekends included, right? And hours and hours and hours on the road. We're looking at a trip coming up here where I think we're going to log about 20 hours in the car.
I know, yeah. I was just going through looking at all the places we've been, and, you know, I came on for season two of Farm Her and going to shoots, and we, you know, we don't spend all year shooting the show, but we spend a lot of time putting it together and figuring it all out, and I'm just thankful that we've been able to see so many different parts of the country. It's been really fun.
It's been crazy. It really has. So let's take it back just a little bit. You are in Nashville working at the RFD TV studios today, but where are you from? And do you have any connections to agriculture in your past?
Yeah, so I'm from Nebraska, and I grew up in a small town in the middle of the state called Broken Bow. Broken Bow is obviously, like a lot of Nebraska, pretty built around agriculture. We have one of the largest feedlots in the world in Adams Land and Cattle Company. So while I actually, you know, grew up in town and not on a farm, I obviously had many friends who had their own farms or ranches out there, and definitely had exposure to it. I would call myself someone who had competence in agriculture, but, you know, wasn't well-versed or well-studied in it because I didn't grow up in it. Yeah. But my dad owned a small rural business. He still owns it. It's been in our family for over 50 years, called Farriter Auto Parts. So I'm definitely well-connected to agriculture and the rural community.
Yeah, I love that. And I will always, I can't remember my name half of the time, but I always remember the town that you're from, Broken Bow, because it's such a unique name, in at least in my head it is. And so whenever, like, I run across people who are from Broken Bow, and I'm always like super excited because of that connection. So Katie, from Broken Bow, what was your path into TV and video production?
Yeah, so growing up, I always was somebody who really enjoyed entertaining people. So I used the family video camera, the huge ones that, you know, were a few pounds, trying to put it on my small little shoulder, running around shooting little videos. And then went to college at University of Nebraska-Lincoln, home of the Cornhuskers, and got a broadcasting degree there. So I actually was more interested in doing the creative side of things and sort of wanted to be like a movie director and go to California and all of these things. But I really realized, like, you know, I live in Nashville now, which is a city, obviously, but like, I really realized, like, I love the small town rural culture. And so I went and stayed in Lincoln because I wanted to kind of give that a try. Yep. And started at my local TV station, 1011 News, and was there for 4 years producing newscasts. And then one day, one of our anchors, actually, she got an offer to come be the anchor for RFD TV's Market Day Report and Rural Evening News. And she came out here to Nashville and loved it. And they were kind of transitioning and building a new studio, and they needed new people. And so she talked to my boss and she was like, "Hey, I know this girl from Nebraska who's kind of looking to do something new." And so I came here to Nashville to work on that newscast. And after that, I, you know, Farm Her started on RFD TV. It was on for a season, and it actually played, and it still does play Wednesday mornings at 7:30 in the morning, which is right before our newscast. And I remember watching it every Wednesday morning and thinking, man, this is awesome. This is a great concept. This is such a cool show that RFD TV is doing. And, you know, I finally just went into my boss's office and said, "Hey, I want to be a part of this." And luckily he was generous enough to give me that opportunity. And here I am. So
I love that. Great. I love that. I always say, tell people, I mean, like in my past, I've seen it. Like, if you don't ask for it, you're never going to get it. Right. So I'm so glad that you did go in there and ask to be a part of it, because obviously it's been a great ad for us. So you started on Farm Her in, I think it was the summer of 2017. We went to film, and we started that trip from, I think if I'm right, remembering right, in Tennessee. And we went to visit, I think Wanda Shanks was one of the first ones. There was another person in Tennessee as well. But what, like, I just, that's one of the shoots that sticks out in my mind. And then that's like the first week that you shot too. What were your thoughts that first week of like, yes, I'm in the right place, or, oh dear God, I'm right here and they're castrating a calf, and what am I going to do?
Yeah. So actually, I mean, Wanda is still one of my favorite Farm Hers that we featured. She, if everyone doesn't remember her, she's the 84-year-old who plays basketball and the senior Olympics. And she's also a rancher, and she is awesome. I mean, she runs around feeding her cattle, castrating cattle. Like, it was like 90 or 100 and some degrees that day that we were shooting, because it was the summer in Tennessee, which is super hot and humid. And she was running circles around us, and we were all like, you know, we were having a great time, but we were all like, "Oh my gosh, it's so hot out here." And she was just like, "Come on, let's go. We got to go feed the cows." And
you're like,
so honestly, I think my first experience was just like, this is great, because we're highlighting people who really care about what they do and who really just shine. And it was long days. And sometimes, like I said, the weather can be bad, but it's always very awesome to meet these women.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why we have clicked so well, and we work together so well, because we're both there and really excited to meet that woman and to tell her story. And I think we see those stories from a similar perspective, and people like Wanda, right? Like, she, I agree with you. That's one of the shoots that just pops out in my mind, because this go-getter, almost 90-year-old lady, when the rest of us are like, "Ooh, we better sit down." No,
yeah,
everyone up, get going. Wanda is at it. So, yeah, I love that. Well, I want to tell everybody, as we've been talking about our Farm Her TV show, if you aren't aware, you can tune in on RFD TV on Fridays and Sundays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and be sure to visit farmher.com, where you can read more of the stories. So I blog And at the end of every TV show, it shows me blogging, but I actually do write the stories for those blogs and take the photos as well. So you can read those stories, you can see the photos, and you know, immerse yourself a little bit more into those women's lives there at our website, which is farmher.com. And when you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list to stay in the know. Stick with us. We'll be right back on Shining Bright with Katie Farriter. Welcome back to Shining Bright. We are talking with the producer of Farm Her on RFD TV, Katie Farriter, and she is actually an executive producer at the network as a whole. So Katie, you know, we ended up the last segment talking a little bit about Farm Her. We'll get into that a little bit more, but tell me, in your executive producer role, what is it like working on a daily, really a lengthy daily news program?
Yeah, so RFD TV produces Market Day Report. It's 5 hours in the morning, Monday through Friday. And we do a great job of covering the news, markets, and weather, all of it pertaining to agriculture in rural America. And so it's really actually awesome because we get to, we're the only newscast in the country that's you know, doing this tailored to agriculture for this long period of time. You know, you have CNBC, you have CNN, all of those newscasts that are on like 24/7, but they're not always talking about agriculture. They're focused on other things. And so we really love being able to sort of scour the internet and collaborate together to find the stories that are most important for agriculture. And so we take those and, you know, we interview people live, we create connections of good interviewees, and we get them on the air and we get analysis on the markets and we update the weather. And we just want to make sure that farmers and ranchers every day, whether they're sitting inside because it's raining or they're out in the tractor, we're also simulcast on rural radio, they're able to listen to us and know what's happening, and they don't have to spend their whole day, you know, on the internet looking for it, and they can just listen.
I love it. I always tell people when I'm talking about the RFD TV news, if I sit and just turn it on and, you know, like I'm working away, sitting at my desk and have the TV on tuned to that, I will always learn something. Always, without fail. There's something interesting, yeah. You know, it's kind of on there in the background and you're just listening away, and then they'll say something and you're like, oh, I didn't know that, or I want to know more about that. Yeah. So, great job from that perspective, because I think no matter who you are, you know, I mean, while I care about the markets from the perspective of the farmers that I know, like it doesn't super seriously affect my day-to-day life. So that's not, you know, my focus in when I'm watching it. But like I said, those pieces of information, that knowledge about agriculture or rural life, I think is super interesting.
Yeah, definitely. It's sparked an interest in me that I didn't know I had, you know, like I've learned so much about very many different aspects of farming. And I think that actually helps me produce Farm Her, really. And also Farm Her helps me produce the news because I get to go out and actually talk to farmers, you know, that we visit. And so it makes me understand what they think is most important, which makes me know what to cover on our newscast.
Right. I love it. I know. And I'm with you. That boots on the ground, getting to go to the farms is the best part of what I do too. And really the most connecting piece. So you came onto Farm Her a couple of years ago, and at least from my perspective, we work really well together. You can comment more on that if you want to, but, it's been a really great, I'll call it a partnership in how we work, because we get to a farm, and for anybody out there listening that, well, nobody probably knows what it looks like on the backside, except for the few people that we've actually, filmed that might be listening, but, there's four of us, right? And we get to a farm, and three of us have worked many, many, many shows together now. And it's like we all have this shared vision, and we don't have to super communicate. And I would say from the beginning it was like that. But Katie is always there. And for those of you who watch Farm Her on RFD TV, I mean, I go into it and I know that woman's story, and I know what questions I want to ask her. And that kind of gels with the story that Katie's going to tell. But Katie's always like standing back. You'll never see her on camera. Katie's, our rule is if someone doesn't want to be on camera, they need to stand behind Katie. But you know, she's always like, she's watching and piecing together this whole story. So Katie, from your perspective, what are the things that you're thinking about when you're watching this all unfold at a farm?
Yeah. So it's interesting because you have to, you know, pay attention and listen. And so what I do is like on the road before we go or in the office before we go, I research the farm herds we've picked out and sort of learn a little more about them and figure out what we are going to cover when we get there. And then once we get there, you know, I'm ready with some facts about them that I already know. We sit down and interview them and learn a little more, and I write down little notes. And then as we're touring the farm, you know, it's thinking about like, okay, you know, this person is really influenced by their grandma, you know? So it's like, we want to meet that grandma. If she wasn't part of our plan, like, let's figure out how we can talk to her that day. Mm-hmm. But also let's figure out how to get some nice old pictures of them together and so that we can show that side of the story and get that emotion through there. And so it's not just about like the technical side of like, hey, we want to show the harvest if we can, or the planting if we can, but also the story side of it and just listening and paying attention and understanding what shots we need to get to really keep that story flowing and make sure we tell a good story.
Yeah. Well, kudos. And you know, from my perspective, what happens afterwards, Katie takes all of this back and works with people there at RFD TV to like boil it all down. And then she writes the story out and then I get it. And I voice over the pieces that we need to bridge that story together. And then, John works on the video production side. And like, I would say, at least from my perspective, when a TV show is put together, like the first version I see is very close to the final version. So it tells me that we're all really gelled as far as our vision for what Farm Her is. So it's always fun. So Katie, we talked about Wanda before. Do you have a Farm Her whose story jumps out at you that you think about when you think about Farm Her and all of the trips we've taken and all the farms we visited? Is there one that jumps out at you?
Yeah, I feel like there's probably one or two. I think one of my favorites was visiting Rachel Taylor Toller in Washington, and she just had the brightest spirit, and she has motivational signs all around her goat dairy. And, you know, it was kind of a dreary day when we got there, but it really wasn't because of her personality. And I've just really saw the connection to the fact that, like, she's doing what she loves, but she's also spreading that joy through her social media posting and all of that stuff. And it was just in that part of the country also was part of the reason that stuck out to me, because I just remember we were all, you know, usually we're all kind of working in the car and typing and figuring things out in between, but we were all driving, you know, long drives, and we weren't like heads in our phone. We were looking out the window like, oh my gosh,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Yeah. There was fog at her farm in the morning when we got there. I just remember, and I was like, I need to take all the pictures I can as fast as I can. This is the prettiest place. So
yeah, it was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then the second one, just story wise, you know, and we haven't premiered this story yet, and I don't know when this will air, but Carrie Purtell from Missouri, she has been a speaker at some of your events too.
Yep.
Just her story is really inspiring as well. She, you know, got in a car crash and could have let that take her down, but really she went through tons and tons of surgeries and is now still able to, even though she can take only 3,000 steps a day, she's still ranching. And I mean, I think that's my favorite part about these stories is like, I go out there and, you know, no matter how bad your week was before you went go on these shoots, when you meet these women, you realize like, I can do what I want to do, and it's great. And I just love being a part of this story and this journey.
Oh, well, thank you. We love you being a part of it. And that you just said it right there. I say the same thing. Like, I could have had the worst day or something terrible happen, and I hear these people's stories and why they're doing what they do. And I hope, and I think that that's what people see when they see the finished product as well. You know, that these are people and they're strong and smart and capable and downright amazing. And so it's a joy to get to work with you to tell their story. So Katie, thank you so much for being here on Shining Bright today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me be part of the Farm Her team.
Of course. We'll be back here on Shining Bright, everybody. We'll be right back. Welcome to Shining Bright. I am in the Fort Worth Stockyards today, and we have been working on, it's not super secret. There's nothing super secret about it, but a really cool project, and I am here with Kirby Schnur. Welcome, Kirby.
Thank you, Margie. So glad to be here. Actually, glad to have you in the Fort Worth Stockyards.
Yeah, I'm at your office, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm the one that's like holing up here, yeah, doing a little bit of work. So we did a few things here. So one of the first things, well, not the first, but one of the things as far as you guys listening was we recorded the final TV show of season 3 of Farm Her. And that is the best of episode. And it is always my favorite one because we get to like kind of take a trip through all the best parts of the whole season. So it's super fun. But the big thing that I want to talk to Kirby about is we have been here working on a little something we call Ranch Her. So Kirby, let's take this back and we'll tell people all about what Ranch Her is going to be as we get into this episode. But tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, who's Kirby? Where'd you grow up? What did you do? And, you know, all of it.
Absolutely. Love to talk about myself. No, I'm kidding.
It's always awkward, I know, but here you are. You're in the spotlight.
So a little bit about myself, I guess. So I grew up in the Central Valley of California, a small town called Chowchilla. And I grew up on a farming family, actually an almond farm. We call them almonds, but
yes.
So an almond farm. And then I have two sisters, an older and a younger. And my family got us involved in showing Angus cattle. And then a part of that, we kind of traveled the world and got really exposed to the livestock industry. And we built a herd up from there. So I grew up with this agriculture background as well as, you know, ranching and livestock. And like I said, in California, really beautiful place to grow up and do that.
Yeah. I think most people, like when you're not there and mm-hmm. seeing the agriculture and you think of California, yeah, you might think of almonds or you might think of citrus fruit, but you don't think of cattle, but there are a lot of cows in California.
Yeah, there definitely are, you know, I feel like as a California person, I've been in Texas for about, you know, almost 7 years now. But I still, you know, those are my roots. And I just think California, it is the number one agriculture state in the United States. And, you know, people don't really recognize that. And that's probably because they don't know, because you just wouldn't think of California like that. And you've been there for Farm Her. So, you know, beautiful places there and great weather. But yeah, there's just a lot of livestock as well as a lot of agriculture production. And so it's really neat.
Yeah. So you guys got into cattle when mm-hmm. you were through the showing, really?
Yes, through the showing.
Built your herd up there. So did you go all over the place and show? What are some of the organizations were you in? Tell me a little bit about that time in your life.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, did the, you know, did 4-H, did FFA, did those organizations, which were super fantastic. And I think what's great about those as well is they teach you so much more than just the competitive side of, you know, your livestock or your animal. They just teach you so many great life lessons. So was a part of those, but as well as that, I was also a part of the National Junior Angus Association. I was a junior member. I was on the board of directors for 2 years and representing the state of California. And so that was pretty neat. My older sister did that as well. And, through showing not only Angus cattle, but we showed different breeds as well and steers as well. We got to travel over. You know, one of my favorites is the Denver Stock Show we went to. And we would go to the show in Louisville or Kansas City. And each summer, the National Junior Angus Association holds a junior show and it's different places. I know we were talking about this. And Des Moines, Iowa is a place that was really great to go to. It was really humid in July, but it was super fun.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, travel from all over and you make these friends from all over. So that's kind of what we did. We, you know, those were our family vacations. And it was fun for us. We really enjoyed it. So instead of, you know, packing up and heading to the beach, which is not far away from where we grew up, but
you drive to Iowa.
We drive
Everyone
to Iowa.
Wants to go to Iowa for their family
yes,
vacation.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I love it there, but yeah.
Yeah. So, and no, it, you know, just great experiences. I mean, been to an Angus show in Georgia and it just got to see a lot of the countryside and meet a lot of different people who I have grown to be such great friends with even in my later years. And, you know, being out of the show world now, I'd like to say, and out of the association, but just, yeah, great experience and great family time, great friend time and great learning time.
So,
where did you go from there? Like, fill in the gaps between that time in your life. Where'd you go to college? What'd you do? What have you done professionally since then, leading us up to where you're at now?
Yeah, so I went to Fresno State, and it was about 45 minutes from home, 45 minutes south from where I grew up, Fresno State Bulldogs, and I was a mass communication and journalism major with an emphasis on broadcast journalism. I didn't want to do hard news after graduating, didn't want to work for a news station. So I was like, oh gosh, I got this degree. And, you know, I always loved and was super passionate about agriculture, obviously, you know, and wanted to give back to the livestock and agriculture industries because they had given so much to me over the years. And so I kind of got connected, and thankfully for a friend from the Angus Association, Julie French McMahon, and connected me with some people down here in Fort Worth, Texas, Superior Livestock Auction. And I went to work for them for 6 wonderful years. And, you know, I started answering phones, to be honest. And here I was like, oh my gosh, I learned all this in school. But I realized, you know, I'm not above getting anybody's coffee or answering phones or sitting on the bid line and turning in bids for an auction. And I, you know, I learned so many things about the business, and through that got connected with the Cowboy Channel and RFD TV. And, you know, at Superior, I did their 30-minute live show, which is before their auctions, called Superior Sunrise, as well as I edit and produced at The American Rancher, which Pam Minnick hosts on RFD TV. And I got to travel and film and meet a lot of great people, and we were able to tell their stories. And that is one thing that I found to be so fulfilling and rewarding. That kind of sounds selfish, but I mean, it's just so great to tell, you know, everybody's stories across the country. And yeah, you do
it. I get it.
You do it all the time.
It's like, it's why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love that. And I love that you pointed out that, you know, your job when you first got out of school maybe wasn't like, you know, I feel like we all come out of there with like the highest of hopes, right?
Oh,
like,
yes.
We have been put on kind of a pedestal in college of like, we got this. And, you know, I went through a communications program too, and you get to do all the things and it's so cool. And we just finished a series of these grow events for young women. And it's such a question that we get all the time. Like, they want to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I love that you mentioned that, like, it's a stepping stone, right? Sometimes,
yeah.
Like, and you have to look at it like that and do your best at it wherever you are.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing too, is, you know, while I was answering the phones or pushing papers, like I like to say that, or, you know, getting people's coffee, I made the most of it. And I realized, you know, that really is what got me to where I am today, because I got to know the people I was getting coffee for, or helping out file papers, or answering the phone and talking to. And those people all a part of the industry, and some of them not in the industry, but you can actually learn a lot from them. And you can learn a lot about yourself and your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good to start at the bottom, to be honest, because
yeah.
You can't appreciate when you do achieve things if you just start right at the top. I mean, I have such an appreciation for the people in the industry that work in so many different areas of the industry, because it really takes us all to make it super successful.
I think that's so true. I mean, and I look back at all the different things I've done, and I feel like all of those parts and pieces allow me to be able to still do what I do today. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do this, but you know what? I can do it. I figured it out. I know what to do. So awesome. Well, everybody stick with us. We're going to talk more specifically about Ranch Her coming up here in the next segment. And I want to remind all of you, we've got a really cool event coming up June 17th through the 19th, we have our 3rd annual I Am Farm Her conference going on in Des Moines, Iowa. And we want to welcome all of you to come join in the fun and connection that'll happen. We'll be right back. And we are back, and I am here talking to Kirby Schnoor. Kirby, what's your title now?
So I work for the Cowboy Channel as their Western lifestyle host, and a part of that, I get to be the host of Ranch Her.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about Ranch Her. So I can give everybody kind of a lay of the land of like where that came from, right? So let's reverse back like 6 years ago. I started this photo project called Farm Her, and I, you know, started running at it and taking these pictures and showing people the role that women play on farms and ranches. And I remember distinctly, like very early on, someone sent me a message and it wasn't meant to be negative or anything, but it was like, hey, like farmers aren't ranchers, ranchers aren't farmers, so don't lump us all together. And so I trademarked the name Rancher and put up like social media pages, but we've never really done anything with it. But it's always been like waiting over there because I love Farm Her and I run after it as fast as I can every day, but like there's no time. And also like I slightly understand the farming industry. I'm always learning, right? Like, but I grew up around it. But ranching is a whole different thing. I mean, in Iowa, it's pretty uncommon to call an operation a ranch, maybe mm-hmm. when you get down in the southern part of the state. But it's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different feel. And so we have taken the step now to kind of split those apart. I would say that they're sisters. Like they live together, right? Our goal is the same, to shine a light on the women in that industry and celebrate them and like put them on a pedestal. So tell me what was exciting to you about coming to the Cowboy Channel to be able to work on Rancher?
Well, I think moving to Texas too, being exposed to the kind of ranches, you know, down here compared to, you know, ranches in California is such a unique thing. And, you know, while working at Superior Livestock, I was exposed to so many wonderful, beautiful, open country ranches mm-hmm. in Montana and Utah, Idaho, Colorado, and their backstories are so amazing and interesting. And, you know, like I said, just Texas alone, there's ranches everywhere and they're huge. And some of them are smaller, but, you know, their techniques to the way they do things are quite different. You know, I always lump in and group agriculture and livestock together because, you know, it does kind of go hand in hand, farming and ranching, and they kind of need each other. But like you said, they are pretty different and people don't realize that. So I think when you presented this idea of like Rancher, I obviously jumped right on board because it's such an exciting thing to be able to expose, you know, the differences between the ranches and the farmers and to really get out there and show the people that are a part of them and that make the everyday life work on the ranch, you know, and all these women that are a part of them. Some of them are pen writers, you know, on feedlots, and people wouldn't think that. I mean, some of these women have college degrees in fashion merchandising, mm-hmm. but they're out there, you know, 7 days a week, doesn't matter, rain or shine, you know, sleeting ice, it does not matter. They're writing these pens because they are securing and providing a product for a consumer. And so they are connecting to, you know, the everyday person that's in a big city because they're providing this product and they're looking over it. And so it's going to be really, really cool yeah. to tell these stories.
When you talk about them, I can see the threads of similarity, right? Because I would say women love the land and in that like ability to nurture and provide something for other people is pretty great, I think, in women. And it's something that we possess maybe a little stronger than men in general, right? Like yeah. not just in this industry. And yeah. so, you know, whether it's raising livestock and caring for this livestock, like I have never seen so much care, compassion, concern when I see women taking care of livestock. And, but then that greater good, right? Like I'm mm-hmm. getting it through to the consumer and that becomes a food that we all rely on every day.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, I heard someone tell me once that they're a steward of the land. And I thought that was really valuable and, you know, what a great message, but what a great thing to be, you know, of right. this land. How awesome is that?
Because we only get one. Yeah. We only yeah. get one chance at taking care of this, yeah. right? And I mean, ranchers and I'm sure farmers and I'm sure ranchers, yeah. I should say, are just that. So we have been here in Fort Worth mm-hmm. and we have been putting together some pieces to kind of show people that you are going to be the face of this show. And, you know, telling people a little bit more about it. So if you could, in your words, talk about like, you don't have to mention specific names, but some of the mm-hmm. people that people, the viewers can expect to see on Rancher when it comes out this fall.
Well, I think, you know, similar to Farm Her, these are wives, their daughters, their aunts, their sisters. And so you're going to see some of those, you know, similarities in these women, but some of the ranchers that we have, like I just mentioned, you know, one will be a pen writer. The other one is, you know, she is one of three daughters and there wasn't a son in the family, and all three play active roles in the different ranches that they have. And she's out there branding the calves. She's shipping cattle. She's sorting cattle. She's on horseback. But then, you know, she kind of cleans up and then she goes and sits in these really important meetings that make a difference for our industry, make a difference for trade, make a difference, you know, for the product being provided. And she plays such a large role in that, not only in the state of Texas, but in the United States. You'll see another rancher that, you know, has suffered loss. And her only option was to keep it going because, you know, her husband's no longer there. And she has two daughters as well, no sons. And so you're going to see a variety of women who have just made it work. Another one is a mother and daughter duo, and they have made it work because they are super, super passionate about it. And they love it. And they love not only the land, but they love cattle and they love everything that goes into being a cattleman, a cattlewoman, yeah. a rancher, you know? And so I think at the end of the day, you know, in this industry, we're all kind of striving for the same thing, but getting to know these women on a deeper level, a more personal level, and why they do what they do is going to be the greatest story.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you just hit on that. There's stories and no different, like on FarmHer, I always say this, like, these are the stories of people. Mm-hmm. Like at the very root of what they are, they're the stories of a person. And whether you care about agriculture or not, like this is a person, and I'm sure you can see some of yourself in that person. And by the way, they're pretty amazing, yeah. awesome, like epic women who can just do anything. And I always love that. Every time I see one of those, I'm like, yes, I can. Well, I'm not going to go do that. But you know yeah, what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that's one of the neatest things that you see. If you can see it, you can go do it. I've always said that with FarmHer, and Rancher will be no different. So, awesome. So with that, I guess, you're going to be hitting the trail, sometime soon here yeah. to start filming for these episodes and then, more to come. So if people want to follow you on social media, can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. My handle is just Kirby Schnorr, KirbyScHnoor. So yeah, just follow me along and I'll be posting on my personal account as well as Rancher, you know, along the journey, along the trail.
Yeah. And, for those of you who haven't been on the Rancher social media, which is most of you because they've been there, but we've never posted anything. More stuff is going to be coming out soon. So it's just at RancherOne, and make sure RancherHer, there's two H's in there. Mm-hmm. We have to designate. This is the her side of things. So awesome, Kirby. This has been a really fun few days to get to know you a little bit better and to get to like explore what Rancher is going to be. So I think everybody out there should be very excited because fun stuff coming soon. So thanks for joining.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Again, back to I Am FarmHer. Tickets are available now and you can go to iamfarmher.com to get those. And we have an amazing few days lined up for you. We've got opportunities to see landmarks in our city that are so important to agriculture. You have the opportunity to see and hear from amazing women in this industry. So head over to iamfarmher.com to get your tickets today.
I hope you guys are as excited as I am to see more about Rancher. Again, that's going to be a series that will air this fall on the Cowboy Channel, which again is a sister network to RFD TV where FarmHer already airs. And I'm just so excited to see these coming to light. You know, we started out this episode talking about vision and how I have been working on formalizing, I guess I should say, this vision, because, you know, where FarmHer was one idea that I had, it has branched out into Rancher, and we have GardenHer, and we have something called PowHer, and we have SmartHer, and we have these brands that celebrate women in different ways, in different areas. And with Rancher lifting up and gaining its own legs, that's really a step in the right direction for what my vision for FarmHer and Rancher really is. And that is, you know, that we celebrate women and we share their stories and we spread a positive and uplifting message that inspires and connects the audience. And as you heard by listening to Kirby, she is going to bring that. She is going to bring that in full force. You guys, it is going to be a great series, and you guys are really going to enjoy. I can't wait to watch some of these things that she has lined up, because she has uncovered, just as we do with Farm Her, some really, really amazing women in the Western world and in the ranching world. And, you know, she has the same vision that I do when it comes to rancher, and she has lived the life. She walks the walk, and she knows what she's talking about. And it's going to be a really cool thing to see it all come together. So back to vision. You know, this is part of my vision being realized, and there's much more out there. But, you know, as I work through what that looks like, and as you work through what your vision looks like, because as I said, whether it's in a business, whether it's in a job, whether it's a personal vision statement, we all actually need them. And here at 38 years, oh no, I just turned 39. Excuse me. At 39 years old, I realized that I need a vision that's written down so that I can hold myself to that. And it can actually be a vision, right? Like, write it down, put it on the wall, look at it every day. You don't have to like have it painted on the wall or make it beautiful. I mean, you can like print something out, type it on Microsoft Word and print it out and put it on your wall, somewhere where you're going to see it, because seeing it is believing. That's no different than what Farm Her has always been. You know, if you can see it, you can go do it. And, dream, you guys, dream big and think about where you want to go and what you want to be. As I said, visualize who are the people you're going to surround yourself with if you're in your ideal state. Where are you going to do this? Where do you want to be? And what kind of work do you want to produce? How do you want people to feel from that work that you produce? All of these things build into that. And then you write your vision statement, something that's aspirational. It's informational. It tells people what you're going to do, and it's effective, efficient, and compelling, because you're the first person that you have to sell on it, everybody. If it doesn't make sense to you, then it's never going to make sense to anybody else. And here's the other thing I've learned through my Goldman Sachs program, and I guess I already knew, but it's none of us does anything alone, right? We have to be able to get that point, that vision across to others and help them see it. And if they believe in it just as much as you do, then you can run after it together. And we all need those people who are in our boat, in our lane, in our truck, in our whatever, that are running after these things or driving after them or whatever it is, as quickly and as passionately as we are, because that's just the way the world works, you know? And so, do a little Googling about vision statements and try to understand it, and take some time. Take the time to sit down and visualize where you want to be, let's say in 5 years, and then back your way into what that vision is to get you there. And hold yourself to the fire. I know I am. So mine isn't quite complete yet. So this is a conversation that we're going to continue here on Shining Bright as we head throughout the year. My class is ongoing, and this is something, like I said, that, you know, you work on once, but it's definitely not perfected. And the minute you write it down, that means it can start changing. Of course, that's the way life works. But having it written down is really, really, really important. So with that, I want to encourage everyone to head over to farmher.com, and you can see the stories from the TV show that Katie and I were talking about. You can check out the blogs. You can see where we're going to be with our Farm Her events that are coming up. We're going to be all over the place, and we would love, love, love to see you there. So thank you everybody for joining us here on Shining Bright. You've been listening to Shining Bright by Farm Her. Be sure to listen Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM's Rural Radio 147 and the SiriusXM app. And now, go shine bright. Next week on Shining Bright, we're going to be talking to a few very driven young farmers. We'll start with infectious personality and musical power of Sarah Simmons, an Iowa girl gone Nashville. And then we're talking to a few different future farmers in the very unique urban school FFA program right here in Des Moines, Iowa. So tune in to Shining Bright, the podcast by Farmher.